What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Opportunity Day Podcast, episode number 79. This is Sam Bale, your host. I hope you're doing wonderful. I hope no matter where you are and what you're doing today, you are grateful. Any day above ground is a good day. That means today is a good day, because if you're listening to this podcast, that means you're above ground. That means you have an opportunity today to learn, grow, get better, right? So happy Opportunity Day. Look, today's podcast is going to be about the U.S. Women's National Team. It's going to be titled The U.S. Women's National Team and What You Can Learn From Them. Before we get into today's podcast, what I ask of you is just to share this with a friend. If you find this podcast available, or if you find this podcast valuable, share it with a friend. Share it with somebody you think it could help. Share it with somebody that you believe that, hey, you know what, if they listen to this, their life might be better, or maybe they can take some principles, some things, and apply it in their life that they might be able to learn from or make their life better, okay? So I ask you to share this with a friend. All right, today's podcast, the U.S. Women's National Team and what you can learn from them. I'm assuming that if you are listening to this podcast, you are aware that the U.S. Women's National Team was in the World Cup here recently, and they were knocked out of the round of 16 it would have been on Sunday, so about 4 days ago from when I am recording this podcast. And I think there's a lot to learn. See, I learn a lot from sports. I love sports. It's one of my, it's just an obsession of mine. I love watching sports. I'm not obsessed with the players. I'm only obsessed with really one or two teams. But I love sports because it's real. It's reality. You get to see people perform right in front of your eyes. And it's the most, I think it's one of the most vulnerable things that exists out there, because you see people succeed, you see people fail right in front of your eyes. And the people that are out on the field, right, those are the people we need to applaud, because they're the ones actually out there putting it all on the lines. And so, you know, I love sports, and I think you can gain a lot from sports. I think you can learn a lot from sports. I don't watch a lot of regular television or TV. I don't watch a lot of that. If I'm the TV's on, 9 times out of 10, I'm watching a soccer game, watching a football game, watching a round of golf, etc. Okay, and so before I get into this podcast, before I get into the content of it, I want to make a point here. This is not a political podcast. All right, there's a lot of controversy surrounding the U.S. Women's National Team and their politics and their viewpoints. A lot of people are making fun of them for losing. And that's not really my style. Although I do disagree with a lot of their viewpoints and their politics, I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to look at why did the performance that they had, why did it happen from my viewpoint, which I believe is true. Watching enough sports, being a coach, being an athlete, and with the amount I watch sports, I'm pretty sure that I have a pretty good indication of why they performed the way they performed in this World Cup and what you can learn from it so that you can not make the same mistake in your life. And I go into this podcast knowing that you're going to lose in your life, right? And this podcast isn't about the fact that they lost. It's the way in which they lost. We are going to lose in our life. And probably you're going to lose more than you win, okay? And that's just a reality. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player of all time, arguably. He won six NBA championships. He won six. Okay? I don't know how many he lost. I'm going to look it up right now on my computer. How many years was MJ or Michael Jordan in the NBA? He was in the NBA 15 seasons. He won six, which means that he lost more than he won. He lost 9 seasons and he won 6. How many years was LeBron? How many years has LeBron been in the NBA? LeBron's been in the NBA for 20 years and he's won 4 NBA championships, meaning he's lost 16 and he's won 4. He's lost more than he's won. So I'm not going into this podcast, you know, shaming them for losing. You know, it's respectful when you go out onto the field and you put it out on the line, okay? It's the way in which they lost that I am going to talk about today and what we can learn from it, okay? I would be lying to you, though, if I told you if I didn't believe that their viewpoints, many of the viewpoints of the members on the team, if they didn't play a factor into their performance. I do believe that, though, okay? So let's get into it. First off, this was one of the worst performances of a team I have ever seen of any team in any sport at the top level. All right, this is the top level of women's soccer, all right? This is the elite level. These are the best players in the world. And I think this is one of the worst performances I've seen of a team of any sport at the top level. And you might be saying, well, Sam, they made it to the group stage. They were in the round of 16. How could it be the worst? There are people that didn't make it out of the round, out of the group stage. Well, look, they were the number one team heading into the World Cup, the number one ranked team in the world. They have been dominant for years. I believe they won the last couple of World Cups. Let's look it up. What World Cups had the U.S. women's team won? All right, they've won four times. They won it the last 2 years, 2015 and 2019. They have been dominant. This is the number one team, ranked team in the world. Okay, they've been dominant for years. And I will tell you, from the first game, I said they are going to struggle. I don't think they're going to make it far. I actually wasn't convinced that they would even make it out of the group stage based on their first game. I could see it. I predicted this loss because I've watched sports enough. I've seen it. I just know when I see it in people's faces, I watch a team play, I can tell when a team is going to do well and when they're not going to do well. I have a pretty good intuition on that. And I called it from the first game. They're going to struggle. I bet you they don't make it far. And I would probably put money that they might not make it out of the group stage. And they almost didn't. They were the favorite to win the World Cup. And look, in four games, I'm making an argument for you right now as to why this was one of the worst performances of any team at the elite level I have ever seen. Okay? They scored four goals in four games. We're talking about the number one ranked team in the world, scoring four goals in four games. Four goals in four games. That's atrocious. It's atrocious. They played Sweden, Portugal, Vietnam, and the Netherlands. They scored four goals in four games, okay? From a former soccer player, that's not good for the number one ranked team in the world. They drew two games in the group play. They drew 1-1 and they drew 0-0. They didn't score a goal in the round of 16. The last two games that they played in the World Cup, they did not score. We're talking about the number one ranked team in the world. This is one of the worst performances that I have ever seen of any team at the elite level. Okay? And I saw a crumbling of a dominant organization in four games. I saw them crumble. And I want to go through today the three reasons why they crumbled from my perspective and how it can apply to your life, all right? First, one of the biggest mistakes in business that you can make in business, in sport, in life, in sales, okay, is to think that because you have won in the past, you are going to continue to win in the future. I saw a video the other day, and I can't remember who did the video, but actually, it was Gino Auriemma on the masterclass that I'm taking. And he talked about how you deal with success and failure, right? When you fail, it doesn't make you a failure. And when you succeed, you can't assume that you're going to continue to succeed in the future. He talked about because you worked really hard and you got an A, all right, in a class, it doesn't mean that you're just automatically going to get an A in the next class. You are not entitled to the next A. You have to continue to work to be able to get that next A. And that's the truth. And I could see it that this was the attitude of the U.S. women's national team. I believe this has actually been brewing for quite some time now, but I believe this was the attitude of the U.S. women's national team. They have been so dominant for so long that they believed that that was going to just continue into the future. I saw this when they went into the, I watched the replay of when they went into the, the penalty kick shootout. Like, I could just feel it. I saw it. They think they're going to win. They're the U.S. team. They're just going to win. Right? They went into each game with the attitude of they're just going to win. I could see it all over their faces and how they were acting. And I'm honest with you, I could feel this coming for the U.S. women's national team for a while now. Their arrogance has been growing for a long time, and their entitlement has creeped into their game. They believed that because they were the U.S. women's national team, they would just win. And the truth is that's not the case. You have to remain hungry and operate like you could lose it all at a moment's notice. Because the truth is that there's someone out there that wants your job. There's someone out there that wants your number one ranking. There's someone out there that wants your life, that wants your money, that wants your customers. And there's someone out there that's working every day to take it from you. And if you don't stay hungry, you will eventually lose it. You might be able to hang on to that success for a while, but eventually your competitors are going to creep up on you. Eventually someone's going to overpass you. Eventually someone is going to take what you have when you lose that hunger, when you lose that desire to continue to improve, continue to win. See, what's impressive to me is not those that win a championship. That's impressive. But what's really impressive is those that win again and again and again. And that was the beauty of Michael Jordan, is that in six straight finals he competed in, he won. He was able to win again and again and again and again. And when he knew he wasn't in it anymore, he left. And the guy had such an extreme desire. He kept hungry. He wasn't like, I'm Michael Jordan, I'm just going to win, so I'm going to lose my hunger. When you watch The Last Dance, you see how he was so hungry and he got after his players. He got after his teammates, rather. He got after them in every practice. He never let up. It's like Kobe Bryant, never let up. Never let up. He was constantly in your face all the time. He was constantly out there going after it. He had the desire day in and day out. He was hungry all the time. And he knew he was that way because he knew he had competitors on other teams, on the Detroit Pistons, on the Celtics, etc., that were out there trying to beat him. And that's the truth. That's the truth and the harsh reality of life, is that if you're in sales, right, and you don't stay hungry, you don't remain a service to your clients, you don't remain a service to your business, the minute that you stop being hungry, someone's going to come in and they're going to take it from you because there's someone out there that's working to get your customers all the time. I try to instill this in my sales team when they're being lazy. I'm like, you understand that your competitors are calling your customers right now, trying to take everything you've worked hard for? And you're sitting there being lazy and just letting up, right? Because you think that because your customers ordered last month, they're going to order this month. You think because they've been your customer for 2 years, they're going to continue to be your customer in the future. No, the truth is that there's another company, there's another salesperson out there working to take whatever you have right now. And that's exactly what happened to the U.S. women's national team. And I can see it all over their faces. They didn't lose because the other team was better. They lost because they didn't continue to stay hungry. They believed that because they had won in the past, they were going to continue to win in the future. You are not entitled to anything in your life. You are not entitled to success today because you were successful in the past. You are not entitled to a customer today because you had them in the past. You are not entitled to a certain amount of money today because you made it in the past. You have to continue to be hungry every day and push, and you have to do it as if you could lose it all in a moment's notice. That's the first thing that you can learn from the U.S. Women's National Team and their performance throughout the World Cup. The second thing that you can learn is leadership. Everything rises and falls on leadership. I saw this in the U.S. Women's National Team. There was no leadership on this team. There was no leadership. And it kind of ties into the first point. Because when you look at someone like Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, those guys would not let their teammates let up. I watched a video today, Michael Jordan, when he was up 2-0, I believe it was in the Eastern Conference Finals one year. And he was up 2-0. And the one of the news reporters asked him, hey, why aren't you smiling? You're up 2-0. He goes, why would I smile? He goes, well, you're up 2-0 in the series. He goes, job's not done. Why would I smile? That's a leader. Like, we're up 2-0. We have to win 4 games. I'm not going to smile. I'm not going to sit here and act happy. Our goal is to win it all. And maybe for the team that has never made it out of the group stage, and that's their dream, is to get out of the group stage and get into the knockout stage, maybe they should be celebrating after they made it through the group stage. But not the number one team in the world. And that's exactly what the U.S. Women's National Team was doing when they barely made it out of the group stage, where they made it out of the group stage because they were saved by a post. Portugal hit the post near the end of the game, and that's what saved them for not getting knocked out of the group stage. This is the number one team in the world, and they're sitting there dancing and celebrating like they just won it all. That's not how the number one team in the world should be acting. That's not how the team that is favored to win the World Cup should be acting. And you see the leaders on the team, the people that had been there the longest, Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, and they're leading the way in this. That's not leadership. That's not leadership. When you're not reaching your potential, it's like when we have a good sales day, right? It's like me celebrating when we have a good sales day or an average sales day, or we have a below average sales day, but it's good enough, but it's not what our potential is. That doesn't make sense. That sends the wrong message to my team. That sends the wrong message to your company. That sends the wrong message to the people around you. And when the team, when the players on the team that have been there the longest, that have the most experience, are sitting there celebrating at the end of where they've barely made it through, and they're the number one ranked team in the world, they're the favorites to win it, and they're sitting there celebrating like they won it all, they should have been like, yo, this is not good enough. If we're going to win this thing, we better get our shit together. Like, that should have been the attitude. It's not good enough. We barely made it through. It's not good enough. We better show up to the next game with a much better mentality, with a much more hungry mentality. There are teams out here that are wanting to beat us more than we're wanting to win. And it's clear through the last 3 games. We better change our mindset. That's leadership. That didn't exist on the U.S. Women's National Team. Terrible leadership. Horrible. Some of the worst I've ever seen. This is why it's one of the worst performances of any sports team I've ever seen. We're talking about the number one ranked team in the world. And this isn't men's soccer. This is women's soccer. There's a huge disparity in women's soccer. Huge. Massive disparity between the number one ranked team in the world and the number 20th ranked team in the world. There's a massive disparity. There's no way this team should have been knocked out in the round of 16. There's no way they shouldn't have won their group stage. And if that's the case, right? If the case is that they didn't win their group stage, they should not be celebrating as if they did. And that's the second thing you can learn, is that leadership, everything rises and falls on leadership. In your business and your life is dependent upon, everything rises and falls in your life depending on how well you lead yourself. Everything rises and falls in your business depending on how well you lead the people in your business. Everything rises and falls on leadership. Here's a third, a key reason why what you can learn from the U.S. Women's National Team, and that is talent is not enough. Talent is important, but it's not enough. In the past, the U.S. Women's National Team, in previous World Cups, they had been talented, probably the most talented team in the world. But they also had heart. They also had hunger. They wanted it so bad. And you could see it on their faces. You could see it in the way that they played. And I'm not talking about crying after the game. I'm talking about the way that you play the game. I didn't see it from the U.S. Women's National Team. They didn't have that heart. And heart will defeat talent when talent doesn't have heart. It's true. You see it in sports. Yes, talent wins a lot, but there are many times where heart beats talent. We saw that when the Cavs beat the Golden State Warriors. It's not that the Golden State Warriors didn't have heart. I don't believe in that finals, but they got beat by a guy by the name of Dellavedova, point guard from Australia, little to no talent. I mean, they got beat by a Cavs team. Yes, there was LeBron James on it, but it wasn't like they were stacked. The Golden State Warriors were stacked. They had much more talent, but they got beat by the heart of the Cavs team. And so when you rely too much on your talent, eventually the competition will catch up. And when they play with heart, they will win. And that's what we saw. We see it in sports all the time. But here's the place we don't see it much. And this is why you can win and if you apply this in your life. We don't see it enough in business. Most people do not attack their work life with heart. They don't put it all out on the line. They don't play with their day, they don't go to into their business life with heart and passion to really win. The mentality of live for the weekend, the Sunday crazies, hump day, it's so far off from the way that man was created. Man was created to put his hand to the plow. And we have made working not a cool thing in our society. You see, it's cool to play with heart in sports, but it's not cool to play with heart in work and in business. It's not an acceptable way of living by the norms of society. If you're someone that really plays with heart and really cares and really has passion, right? It's not normal. It doesn't exist that much in the workplace and the business world. You want to separate yourself. You want to catch up to the competition really quickly? Play with some freaking heart. Play with some passion. You have to be willing to be different in this world. You have to be willing to be different in business and in the workplace. You have to be willing to have heart. You got to be willing to put it all out on the line. So many people are so afraid to put it all out there because they're afraid of failure. They're afraid of losing. What if I throw it all out there? What if I give it everything I've got and I come up short? That's why people won't do it. And my encouragement to you is screw that. You're going to accomplish a hell of a lot more in your life if you put it all out on the line. If you get everything you got, if you care more than the person next to you. Yeah, you might not always win. Sometimes you'll lose. Like Michael Jordan lost 9 out of 15 times. Like LeBron James has lost 16 out of 20 times. Like Kobe Bryant lost however many times he lost. 15 out of 20. I think he won 5 NBA championships. But the guy put it out on the line every single time. and he failed a lot. He was criticized a lot. But he left the game one of the greatest of all time. Having heart and remaining humble, it keeps you hungry. It keeps you doing the foundational things that make you successful. I see a lot of salespeople, because I'm in the world of sales. Once they get a little bit of success, once they get kind of good, they stop doing the things that got them there. They stop doing the training. They stop doing the role play. They stop doing the coming in early and staying late. They stop doing the extra mile. They stop doing the things that have got them to where they are. And it's because they think, like in the first point, that because they've been successful in the past, they can continue to be successful in the future, and they can just rely on the talent that they build and the skill that they built without continuing to remain hungry. And eventually, those people lose it, and I've seen it in salespeople. Eventually, those people that stop being hungry, that stop playing with heart, that stop playing with hunger, stop playing with passion, those people end up losing it all in the end. So my encouragement to you today is to continue to stay hungry. Don't do what the U.S. Women's National Team did in this World Cup. Don't do what they did. Lead your own life. Remain hungry despite the success you may or may not have had in the past. And have some heart. Care more than the person next to you. Have some passion. And I promise you, your life will take off. Happy opportunity, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. If you think it would help somebody, share it. Share it on your social media. Share it with a friend. Share it with somebody you know. Share it with a family member. I really appreciate you listening, and have a great day. Happy opportunity day.